Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
This is day six of In His Steps, The Legacy Lives On. I again want to thank you for allowing me to share in this time of learning about prayer together. Our topic today is Never Stop Praying. Brother Lawrence said, "There is not in the world a kind of life more sweet and delightful than that of a continual conversation with God." Boy, I like that. Our text today is 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Listen, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Now, God never intended for us to live life merely in the natural realm. He made us in His own image. We are His image bearers because He created us with a spiritual nature. Not only did God create us with a spirit, but when He saves us, He sends the Holy Spirit to live within us. He wants us to live in the supernatural realm. God has big plans for His children. In fact, God has much bigger plans for your life than you have for your own. For you to live out those plans, you must have His power. And to have His power, you must hear His voice. And to hear His voice, prayer must be a priority in your life. You must stay in constant contact with Him. Isn't it fascinating that God's plan involves consistent and persistent communication with Him? God loves you so much that He not only wants to save you for eternity, but He wants to strengthen you for today. His power is forever, but His personal enough for every second of the journey of life. God hardwired you for a personal relationship with Him in His plan for your life. It is a personal relationship with Him that is that plan. Your Christian life and mine will never grow higher or deeper than our personal prayer life with God. Let me say that again. Your Christian life and mine will never grow higher or deeper than our personal prayer life with God. In his commentary on 1 Thessalonians, Gary Demarest gives some insightful statements regarding the command in 5:17 to never stop praying. He writes, "To pray without ceasing establishes prayer not as a part of the Christian life, but as all of it. This means to live with a growing awareness that God is always present. It is to grow in our openness to God, to bring consciously all of our words and deeds into His presence. It's a long past time for us to issue an urgent call for unceasing prayer as an object of our affection and discipline. Such prayer means nothing less than practicing the presence of God in everything that we do." And Chris Hodges adds these comments concerning continual prayer throughout the day. He says, "If prayer is meant to be communion with God, then if we do it, everything we do with God in mind, reminded, mindful of His presence with us, His purpose for us, and His image in everyone we meet, then we can pray without ceasing, without it even being a question of quantity. This is how we pray without ceasing. Otherwise, it may just turn into a game of tallying how many times we talk to God with our words rather than living in prayerful communion with God, which could ultimately become an improper reliance on works rather than receiving the gracious gift of His presence with us and all the time. There is no right amount of times to pray. That's the point of learning to pray first. To make it practical, I pray one sentence prayers throughout the day. Literally, in every situation, it's a constant conversation with God." Now, Paul concludes his thought on prayer with these words in verse 18. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. God longs for communication with each of His children. He sent His Son and the Holy Spirit to keep communication lines open at all times. Just like you desire honest and meaningful communication with your family, God wants the same with His children. Now, to drive home the understanding of this, let me just share some questions and you answer them. Number one, how do you live out the three commands from 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18? They are, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. How do you live out those three commands? Number two, is your prayer life consistent or inconsistent? What does an inconsistent prayer life say about your faith in God? Number three, how can you live with a growing awareness that God is always present? Let's pray. God, teach us to pray without ceasing, in the sense that we are in communion with You in everything that we do, every day, all the time. And that becomes reflective of our relationship with You. Let it happen in our lives. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.